The Boston City Council takes a final vote next week on whether to provide paid leave for some city workers who are new parents. But supporters of the proposal are already warning that it does not go far enough. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Damali Simmons is an office worker for the Boston Water and Sewer Commission. She's not working now, though.
I just had a baby, so if you can bear with me, I'm still recovering. I just had her on Friday.
Congratulations. Wow.
Simmons is on maternity leave, using her sick and vacation time in order to be paid. Five-day-old Malia Simmons slept as her mom asked the city council to approve 6 weeks of pay for city workers who are new parents, new mothers or fathers. Dr. Milton Koltichuk of Mass General Hospital supports the proposal.
You know, we have Family Medical Leave Act. It's a wonderful act, gives you 12 weeks off. But the people who most need it can't use it because it doesn't replace wages. The poorest folks can't take advantage of it if they aren't able to get lost wage replacement.
Under this plan, city employees would receive 100% of base wages for the first 2 weeks of parental leave, 75% for the following 2 weeks, and 50% for the remaining 2 weeks. Most spoke in favor of the idea. However, the complaint was that many workers can't benefit.
It really only affects a small percentage of the workforce, less than 10%.
Jen Springer is general counsel for Service Employees International Union Local 888. She says the new ordinance would only apply to city workers who are not members of unions.
The way this is being rolled out now actually increases disparities because it's only going to apply to higher paid workers at this point, managers and department heads. So it's important that we fix that.
We wanted to do as much as we could immediately for as many workers as possible.
City Councilor Michelle Wu proposed the ordinance.
So this will cover about 1,200 workers for the city of Boston. And by law, the city council couldn't create something that would override state law and collective bargaining agreements, but this certainly sets the tone and changes the default for what's acceptable for City of Boston employees.
An aide to Mayor Marty Walsh say he does plan to bring up paid parental leave in talks with city unions. That's welcome news to the Water and Sewer Commission worker who brought her newborn to the hearing yesterday, Damali Simmons.
It would only cover exempt employees. It would not cover non-exempt employees. And that's not in our contract. We do not get paid maternity leave.
Still, you support it.
I mean, we got to start somewhere.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.